back to the movies again with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be back. I struggled a little bit to figure out what I wanted to see this week. If trying to do a movie a week, it's not always easy sometimes, but not that there's a lack of films showing at the Maison de Cinema, for example, but most of them are not in English. They're mostly in French. And some of them are just of little or no interest. So this was a bit of a, this week was a bit of a struggle. But as it turned out, my husband and I said, well, we should do something a little bit different from what we've been doing. So we chose a movie called Queer, yeah, Q-U-E-E-R, which is a movie about, or by, actually, an author who was William S. Burroughs from the 50s, quite a renowned author, painter. He's a very creative guy. Who's now dead. And this was one of his very first books, and it only got published relatively recently. It wasn't published back in the 50s when it was written, but he has published many other things. The most, probably the most well-known book that he's written, William S. Burroughs, that is called Naked Lunch, and that was back in 1959. I don't know, honestly, if there is a Naked Lunch movie. There probably is. Burroughs is quite a character. He was a junkie, and many of his books revolve around his experience with drugs, largely psychedelic, but also some other just drugs to get high on. And he's very much a gay person. And this particular movie, based on his book, is not for everybody. I'm not even sure it was for us, but we said we'll see it anyway. It is the story of William S. Burroughs, who goes by the name William, or Louis, rather, and his life as an expat in Mexico, where he seems to spend a lot of time doing drugs and drinking and looking for homosexual partners. And in this particular movie and book, he has found someone that he's just totally focused on, named Eugene Allerton. And Eugene Allerton is basically pretty much saying, no, I'm not queer. Maybe you are, but I'm not. And yet goes along with him on a big trip to Ecuador, and spends a lot of time with him. But he seems to be very reluctant to commit himself fully to a queer relationship. But William S. Burroughs just pursues it. When I was watching it, I was thinking the acting in this is excellent. Daniel Craig is quite amazing. The young man who plays Eugene Allerton doesn't have a lot to do. He seems to be someone that you wonder, what on earth does Burroughs find in this guy that is causing him to be so enamored? And it never did come clear to me what it was, but he definitely wanted a relationship with this guy, and he was prepared to sacrifice quite a lot to have that relationship. So the story is essentially there's a community, a homosexual community in Mexico, and that's where William S. Burroughs and this fellow Allerton are, among many others. But there is not, again, there just doesn't seem to be a whole lot happening. And there's certainly not a whole lot happening between the two principal players. But very interesting filming. The director of the movie is an Italian director who's very, very well known in kind of a certain set. And his last name is Guadagnino. Sorry, I may have to look this up again. In any event, it's not an Italian movie, but Guadagnino is an Italian director of some renown. And again, my sense is that many of his movies have a queer theme, homosexual theme. Anyway, it's it held my attention for the 2 hours and a bit that it's on the screen. There's a fair bit of, shall we say, skin, erotisme is, I guess, maybe a better word. But there's also some other interesting stuff going on having to do with Burroughs' head. He is, as I say, he's kind of a troubled guy and very talented, but also not someone that you would want to, probably not want to spend a whole lot of time with. So what I can say is, again, not for everybody, but if you are okay with European films, which tend to be quite different from American or Canadian movies, there's just a different sensibility, you might like this one. And if you're comfortable with the idea of you know, queer themes, then so be it. Another movie, a couple other movies that Guadagnino has done have been very successful. One is called Challengers, and the other one is called Call Me By Your Name. So perhaps you've heard of those. Meanwhile, other movies playing at the Maison de Cinema beyond this one include, Wicked is still there. And again, if you haven't seen Wicked, I would recommend Wicked. It's like a feast for the senses. There's just a lot going on screen, and it's a little over the top, but good fun. There's another movie, which again I saw and quite enjoyed, a feature-length cartoon called Moana 2. I would recommend that, even if you're not a kid. And there was another, Gladiator, yes. Not a perfect film, but lots of action. And it's one that, again, if you haven't seen it, you might want to pick up on that. And the new movie that's there is called Kraven the Hunter. And it's the story about the sort of the birth of Kraven the Hunter. And it again, it's like, I don't know if this is one. It seems to me that there's a lot of these movies out there, and maybe they're all kind of the same, but we opted for something a lot more cerebral than Kraven the Hunter. Maybe we'll see Kraven the Hunter another time. But next week, in fact, very soon, I think it's Friday of this week, there are some far more interesting movies coming out. One is called Mufasa, The Lion King, which is, it's either a prequel or a sequel to the Disney movie from some years back called The Lion King. So this looks like a Disney movie, and I have a certain interest in Disney movies. So we'll certainly get to see that one. And there's a few others that are going to be blockbusters. One coming up soon is Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, The Final Reckoning, which I can't find just off the top. But there are, as I said, this is just an off week, I think, and to find something riveting to watch and report on. But there are other movies coming up, and the Christmas break is all hard upon us, and there's always many, many movies that appear for that. So not a whole lot to say about this one. It's not one I wholeheartedly recommend, but it's certainly does have some fans, and you may be one of the fans. Who knows? Okay, I think that's about it for me.